everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger, and I'll be your host for the next hour, and I'll be doing nonstop psychic readings for the call-in listening audience. I have a toll-free number, U.S., toll-free in the U.S. only. Get your pencil out. It's 1-877-876-5227. Anywhere else can call direct. 1-530-876-3222. And I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday night, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy
Michael.
Hi.
Hi, it's Maxine from Welland. How are you?
Maxine from where?
From Welland. Across the border from where you are.
From where?
Welland, St. Catharines area.
Oh, okay.
Ontario, Canada.
Oh, great. You're calling direct then?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great, Maxine. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you got through.
Yes, I try to listen to it as often as possible.
Good, you're a regular listener.
I am.
Good, you heard me read before then. That's good. Tell your friends about us.
I am. The only thing is, it's the time that it's on. If you could have it on a little early, would be better.
We're working on that.
Okay, that's great. That'd be fantastic.
Yep. Someday in the very near future, I probably will have 2 day shows, I'm hoping.
Great. As I said, I hope 9 o'clock would be so much better, or even 10.
Yep.
12 o'clock is kind of late for people.
Yep. This will be more like 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm.
That would be good for the stay-at-home moms and people that can listen at work. And
mm-hmm.
Okay, Maxine, right off the bat, I'm feeling with you a lot of opportunities are coming your way. And between now and, say, the beginning of...
I'm having a bit of a problem hearing you, Mike. Could you speak up, please?
Yep. I knew you were going to say that. I was going to make that part of the reading.
Okay, I can hear you better now.
How's that?
Yeah, much better.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Opportunities galore for you between now and the first week in August.
Oh, I see. I need something, Mike. I need something.
You do have opportunities coming, and I am going to... I'm feeling enterprises, startups, the beginning. It's kind of work and business, hobby related.
Okay. Would that hobby related, could that be volunteering?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm busy volunteering. So thank you. I hope that I meet the right people and get going in the right direction.
You will, big time. That's what they're telling me. That was the next thing I was going to tell you. Out of that will come other opportunities. It's going to be a chain reaction and opportunity and offerings for you. Now, and it's also a very good time for relationships, personal relationships and working relationships.
Oh, excuse me, my whole life is at a standstill. It's not in a good way right now, but I'm staying above, if you know what I mean. I'm not going under. And staying as positive as I can, and praying and asking God to lead me, teach me, guide me, what He wants me to know, and the people He wants me to meet each day.
And they're being heard. I was just going to say, I'm feeling very focused on spiritual matters with you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have, like I pray daily, or I meditate, or I understand the workings of the universe. I understand how to create with it. You're going to find yourself even being pulled more to that and being more curious about it. Are you into the spiritual arts at all?
I am. Very. Listen, believe me, you cannot have experienced many of the, I would say, the learning opportunities that I have without connecting and believing there has to be a higher source.
Oh, yeah. And you dwell on that. You have abilities. You realize that, right? You understand
yes.
it. Okay.
You got me.
And you have a lot of activity, energy, and experiences that have gone with it and more to come down the road.
And so, in other words, the gifts are going to get more fine-tuned?
Yes, and it's also going to bring in the experiences and the people that you need to be satisfied and happy and to put you on the path that you want to be on.
I'm noticing a big change, and what that means is if I think something, it happens, or it's like a precognitive.
Yes.
And I'm also noticing other things as well. But there's a lot of weird things happening around me, and I don't understand it. I am not one that loses my temper easily, but lately I've been going off the handle with different people. Actually, people that I find that are playing other people,
yeah,
and people that are not being honest, and
right,
people that are perhaps, I don't know how to explain it, not on a level, I guess.
You're a light worker. You're a light worker.
And I am a light worker, eh?
Yes, you're a light worker. And that's connected to what I was being shown with you.
Would you say then my credibility will be reinstated, because my credibility is on the line right now because I've said something about someone who has been playing a lot of people, and a lot of people are very angry at me right now.
That's going to be rectified.
I felt that it will rectify, and the true colors will be known. And I really don't care what other people say. It's what I feel and how I feel when I walk in the light,
right,
that there's only one person I answer to, and that's God himself.
Yeah.
So therefore, what other people think is only a mirror of who they are.
Exactly.
Michael, do you see a move for me? Because I live alone, and I am living in a not the best of... I'm grateful for what I have, but it certainly could be kicked up a notch.
Right. Are you a teacher? Did you ever teach?
No, but I believe that I have the ability to teach people around me,
yeah,
and in their daily living.
Yes. Yeah. Are you looking for work, or are you...
Yes, I am. I would like to go back to work part-time.
Okay. Because I feel work coming to you, and I would kind of target any type of institution that deals with education. That would be a place to look anyway. Okay? And there's many different capacities within that institution. So, it could be as simple as a secretary in a school.
And
you don't
so you feel this job, I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you. You're saying this job you feel will be coming to me in August?
I believe you're going to have offers and opportunities, and I'm just trying to tell you what to target.
Okay, and the move you feel will be?
I didn't get to that yet. I just want to. I have some stuff here I got to get out, or else I can't go on to the next batch.
Okay, sorry. If it sounds like I'm cutting you off, it's because I'm not hearing 100%.
Okay. Are you on a hardline phone?
I am, believe it or not. But when those storms all went through our area about 4 or 5 days ago, it's affected my phone line.
Huh. Okay. All right.
And Mercury's in retrograde, so...
I was just going to say that's some of your problem.
You know what? I already know that, and everybody's saying, phone the phone line. I'm going, no, it'll be okay.
Yeah. You're like me. You're affected by Mercury in retro.
I am.
And
the trouble that's been going on has been going on the last 2 weeks, which,
yep,
to me, I feel is pre-Mercury in retro.
Yes, very much so. You are very, very much affected by it. I can feel,
mm-hmm,
it. Now, listen, you're going to be getting some opportunities and offers. Now, I'm feeling it in being in the work world and business and in the personal life and relationships. Now,
Oh, wow.
Okay, now in your job search, target like a school or a college or even a daycare, this type of a thing. I don't know what you do for a living or what talents you have, but it might be a place where you can get a quick job.
Okay?
Because I'm feeling the educational system being connected to it.
Well, I'm the type that I would start off volunteering, and if they had an opening, because I'm quite well versed,
yes,
that if then if there was an opening, then I would take it on.
Yeah. Do you volunteer for schools?
I tried to go and volunteer at a school across the street, but they told me that they couldn't have me.
Huh.
It has to do with, you have to go through the school people, the school board people, with
right.
A police check.
Right.
Now,
right.
Because of, you know, all the different things that are going on.
Right.
And I've got my police check now.
Okay. Well, until you move, maybe you can try him again, maybe between now and the beginning of August, okay? But
mm-hmm.
just gives you an idea of where to look while you're looking for work, you know what I mean? So
I'm glad to hear about new opportunities in terms of a relationship, because my friends are pretty much either passed away, moved on, and now I'm sort of isolated, and I know
yeah.
that is not healthy.
Right.
So I make myself go out every day by a lake.
Very
where
good.
There's lots of people.
Very good. That's
yeah.
that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. You should
yeah.
stay outside the house as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's very healing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also target politics and sales too. There seems to be some talent there also. In your job search, you know what I mean?
Like a sales job?
Anything that's connected to sales and maybe
really?
Politics or government.
I know I have an ability because people believe in me when I talk to them.
Yeah, yeah, you handle yourself well, and you have this energy about you. Focus on confidence. Make your meditations center around confidence, okay? And you have, there's some type of art talent, too. I don't know if you draw or you sing or you play music or...
All of the above.
Okay.
I'm very artsy. I won't say the other.
I'm feeling that. I'm being shown that. And
yeah.
That's also very good for you. And they want you to do more with it and put more of your ideas with it. Create with it. They want you to create with it. This is
yeah,
what I'm feeling.
Different places where I'm volunteering are recognizing all the different gifts that I have.
Good.
And they've already said, we want you to do certain things at this event and that event. And
good.
Would you consider it? Oh, absolutely. I've gone out and made certain that my transportation is covered.
Very
and
good.
I've just decided if I have a pack of sandwich every day, then that's what I'm going to do.
Very good. Because you have
skills
and talent there. You could even have it create money for you down the road.
You know, all I say is I'm a money magnet. I am here by the divine right, and what is due for me, I am ready to receive now.
Very good. Very good. And that's excellent what you're saying. Your affirmation is very nice.
Do you see anything negative coming to me? That is, I don't want to say fear, but because I'm trying to be careful in what I say and what I send out to the universe,
right.
But do you see anything that I really need to be concerned about?
No, actually, everything looks very good for you and very positive, and it's changing, and between now and the beginning of August, you're going to become more of a creator, and you're going to become more spiritual, and you're going to be feeling very satisfied with a lot of different things in your life, the new things going on in your life.
Well, I think if I felt that I had a move coming and new relationships coming into my life, positive relationships, that is an important aspect for me, I believe. My husband passed away, and life hasn't been easy.
No, I know. You,
and my children,
you've been,
my
you've
children
been there
have
and
gone
done that.
With their life and having families of their own, and
yeah.
and now they forget about me, you know?
Yeah. Actually, everything looks good for you. Everything is turning around for you. This cycle that you're in, for some reason, Mercury is going to be kind to you this time. It's going to be very kind. You're
Thank
a
you.
Lot of opportunities and offers coming to you, and I believe it's through you changing spiritually and emotionally and mentally and going out of the house. And it's going to be connected to your art talent, too. In other words, you may be volunteering and you'll bump into somebody that might not have a job or
mm-hmm.
know somebody that has a job or a real good friendship or well, even a romance.
That has contacted me and is looking for a relationship, and he owns his own construction building or his own construction company. And
sure.
I keep having a feeling that he may ask me to work in an office setting and run some things for him.
If he does, jump on it, because I'm feeling that to be a good avenue for you.
I just don't think you should mix friendship and business together. I don't think that always works well, but if it was with the attitude of doing it for the summer and then having an open mind as to where the road may, once you get into the life force, then I believe then it's easier to make other connections.
Yes. As an icebreaker, too. It would be an awesome way to get started with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it would also do you a world of good, too,
confidence-wise. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You need to just focus on confidence. You have everything else that you need. And there is a connection to a male that is in the building trade. So
an attachment to a male?
That's in the building trade. And you mentioned construction.
He's okay, because he's called me 3 times today. He's lonely. And I asked him outright. I said, you seem to be a little rusty in your how to talk to a female and how to... He wants to invite me out for a coffee somewhere, and I says, you want me to put on lipstick, get my hair done and my nails done, and take a bath and wear $100 perfume for a coffee? He said, I don't think I'll go through all that for a coffee.
Right. I think it's gonna be a little more than that, and you probably will. I don't know if you're gonna be working for him. I do see you probably working by the first week in August, if not sooner. I'm not sure it's going to be with him, but I do believe there'll be a friendship with him. I'm not quite sure you're going to work for him, but I can see you working within the next 30 days or getting ready to or getting connected.
Great.
And the relationship interaction, not a love affair or a relationship, but interaction with this gentleman.
Well, I'm attracting a lot of attention. And I guess my self-confidence is from the fact that I need to lose about 50 pounds. And I'm attracting a lot of men that want to go out with me all of a sudden, and which is a little different than what I'm used to. And there's two of them. One is a counselor for suicide intervention, and then the other one is the builder.
Yeah. I was being shown the building trade with a male, so... I mean,
go with both,
but lean towards the builder. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go out with them both, Michael. Come on.
Man.
Marcus Pork.
Try them both, and then decide.
Hey, you know, men have had attitudes for years that they don't want to get to know a female. I mean, it's like a shoe, right?
Yeah,
and
just,
I'm thinking,
just socializing.
Men have had this attitude with me for years. Now it's my turn.
Just socializing. All right, Maxine, I got some numbers I can give you before I let you go.
Okay.
I got a 1 and a 7.
Say them loudly. I'm really having a problem here.
Okay. I got 1 and 7 and 13 for you.
1, 7, and 13.
Yep.
Great. 1 is a very important number. 7 is a very important number for me. 13 hasn't always been so lucky, but...
Good. Does your husband like to hunt?
Does what?
Did he like to hunt?
Oh, I would say he was more of a singer than a hummer.
Mm. No,
operetta
no hunting.
Singer.
No hunting. Nobody in spirit that was a big hunter?
A hunter. Oh, I thought you said hummer. Sorry.
No, hunter. Not a hummer.
You know, sorry, it's the connection. Raven on Mercury. Let me think. Hummer. Hmm.
Nah, you would know if he was.
No, he wouldn't be.
Yeah, okay. For some reason, I was getting some hunting around you.
I can't kill. I can't even kill a worm.
Somebody in spirit that was into hunting.
A hunter that is there.
Trying to...
Okay, now, my brother-in-law got killed by a moose, believe it or not.
Oh, that's...
Is that a possibility?
Yes.
Because he was driving home from work, and the moose came out and crushed the roof of the car and killed him.
Yeah, that's what I'm being shown. That's a big game. big game.
Do you see things changing with my kids? Like, do you feel that the family will become more of a unit down the road?
I believe so, and that person that was killed by the moose, I believe, is going to have a hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why, but he's going to have a hand in it. I don't know why, or I just get the feeling that he's going to be working behind the scenes with the family, pulling it together.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
Maxine.
I have a son-in-law that is very, very talented as well. And very handy. So if I have a builder, a construction person in the family, he'll love that. Especially
yeah.
if he can make money under the table.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So lean towards him. Maxine.
For my son-in-law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling, Maxine.
I thank you very kindly. Thank you for being patient with me not being able to hear 100%.
No problem.
And again, it's not always easy getting through, and you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
that. I needed that. Have a good night. Okay, there's probably another caller, so instead of saying a number that everybody's listening anyway probably knows the number, so Doug, if there's another call, I'll go right to the call if you'd like.
Hi, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Where are you calling from, Wendy?
I'm calling from Nampa, Idaho.
Wow. That's good. Idaho.
Yeah.
You might be the first Idaho that I ever had. Maybe. I'm pretty sure.
No, my sister's called from Idaho.
Oh, yeah?
She's the one that gave me your number, so.
Oh, that's good. Word of mouth.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I just had to take a drink. I talk so much.
That's okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Good. Okay, the last call I had to yell a little when I got used to yelling. All right, Wendy, let's see what we got for you. You know, I'm praying for something. Like, I need advice. I need advice, and I've been praying on it and thinking or keeping my ears open, and advice, the prayers are being heard, and the advice is coming.
Okay.
It just seems like there's something, like, conflicting between two people. I don't know if it's a relationship, your relationship, or family members, but I feel like there's...
Is it like I've been praying for something?
Yeah. Yeah, like you've been hoping and praying for something.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's an issue going on in your life that you need advice for, and it's because there's conflicting wants or desires.
There is.
Like in a relationship, like one wants to get married, one wants to live together, or one's Catholic, one's Jewish. Is there something like that going on?
There's something going on with my daughter, my 13-year-old daughter, and yes, I have been praying and asking for advice.
Okay, and it's a difference in opinion or lifestyle or...
Yeah, she's like not wanting to live with me right now. She's wanting to live with her dad, but I have full custody and...
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm being given. Well, advice is going to come that's going to be very helpful. I'm hearing this.
Okay.
I feel like it may come from some older folks in your realm. I don't know if this is your parents or grandparents or some trusted family friends. You may want to think about bringing maybe somebody else's opinion into the situation.
Okay.
And I also feel like it may come from a structured group, like a church or a... Scouts or church or
I've actually been thinking about talking to my pastor, so...
Very good. Very good. Do that, because I'm being shown you talking to the pastor.
Okay.
And I almost want to say that the pastor is going to put you in touch with two people from the congregation that may be very helpful with the situation.
Okay.
Or you're going to bump into a few people within the congregation. And they're going to be very helpful. And comforting. And I do believe that between yous all, you get through. I feel like the message gets through and gets delivered.
Good.
Now, trying to see how, there's a money issue here, too. Does she think he has more money than you or thinks life would be better?
I think that she thinks probably that, I think that she thinks she could have more freedom over there.
Hmm. But I got a feeling it would affect somebody's finances, too.
I've quit my job. My last day is on the 7th, so I've been worried about money, too, so that I could stay at home with my kids.
Okay. I would be stay on top of you. Do you have to give up your job, or you just lost it, or you left it, or what?
No, I chose to give up my job so that I could stay home with my kids because I'm having so many issues with them.
Okay. Okay. You're gonna have to be careful. Safeguard your finances, though. This won't be the time to. Spend loosely. You have to, you know, make a dollar last. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just got the feeling as I go into the beginning of August, money might be a little on the tight side.
Okay.
And there's something else about money, and I'm trying to pull it out. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're saying to me about the money, but. Does she get to keep money, or does he? I'll get past that, and I'll go on to something else. Does she ever go there to visit? Does she have a social circle where he is? Friends, and does she go to visit? And
yes.
So she has.
She's been way out of control with keeping bad company, doing things that she shouldn't be doing with friends.
That's what I'm feeling. And,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is, does she ever spend time with him, like a week or a weekend? Or?
Well, she's been with him for the last four or five weeks now.
Okay. What about before that? Because
no, she didn't spend very much time with him before that.
Yeah. No time at all, or just very little?
Just very little.
Okay. I think, is there a boy there? I got a feeling.
Yes, there is a boy there that she likes.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's something there besides wanting to be with Daddy. Daddy's got very little to do with this.
Okay.
She is playing both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there's a boy there, and she's probably in love with him or infatuated with him, and they're very close, and she's developing a social circle there that she's becoming dependent on.
Okay.
But I, like you, I don't particularly care for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a very shady feeling. I'm just getting the young, unsupervised type feeling. You know, you know what it's like to be young.
Right.
And nobody watching over you or henpecking you. It's kind of neat in a way. So this is a big part of the attraction with her. You might have your hands full getting her to come back.
Okay.
Because she's having fun and she's excited. So I think prayers and maybe just advice is probably the best you can hope for right now. Until something changes inside her social circle there, like the boy finds somebody else or a dumpster or whatever, you know, who knows? They might grow up and become man and wife, who knows? But until something changes her opinion of that circle, you're going to have your hands full.
Okay.
So I wouldn't, don't beat yourself up over it. I got the feeling this boy is going to fade away for some reason. Because he's young, and I don't think he, the last thing he wants is a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling that it's just excitement right now, and that's going to fade away. I think when that fades away, that will be your window of opportunity.
Okay.
If you want her to come home, that would be the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even see signs of it by the first week in August.
Okay.
Okay? Because I think these people that she's hanging with are just, they're just scooping off. They're having fun, they're partying, and nobody is sincere, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it's when the fun is done, it's going to die off and go away.
Okay.
And I think I'll just leave you with that, unless there's something else you was hoping I would touch on.
Nope. That helps me.
It seemed like it was pretty much all you wanted to know or hear or was worried about
mm-hmm.
at the time, and I was feeling that. And do talk to your pastor, and like I said, there's going to be help coming out of the congregation.
Okay.
Somebody might even be able to get through to her from there, too.
Do you see the money situation getting any better after August?
I
be, like, looking for a part-time job?
I think you're going to have to go back to work. I was questioning why you left.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was the way I feel financially, I need to kind of stay on top of my money well into August.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're going to be desperate or desolate, but
mm-hmm.
I don't want to take any chances, and I don't want to spend foolishly.
Right.
So you're probably going to wind up maybe having to go back to part-time at least.
Okay.
So, and it'll be obvious, I believe, as you go into the beginning of August.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, Wendy. Good luck with everything. Take care. Tell your friends about us.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.
Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in for a reading, the number is 1-877-876-5227. That's toll-free in the U.S. Anywhere else, you can dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. And if you would like to contact me in private, email me. goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I will respond. And I believe we have a caller.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Sugar Cane.
Hi, Sugar. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How am I sounding?
You sound great.
Good.
I can hear you fine.
Thank you. How am I doing show-wise? You like the show?
Oh, yes. I always love your shows.
Good. I appreciate that. I like criticism, constructive or... either way, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's how I learn. Okay, Sugar. Right off the bat, I'm getting some type of... I'm feeling legal issues for some reason. I feel like I might be dealing with the courts or a lawyer or a decision-making or a judgment of some kind.
Yep, I'm going through custody... with my ex-husband.
Okay.
Custody issue, and we have court on the 11th.
Okay. Is it for an increase in...
I'm sorry, what?
Is it just for... Okay, it's for custody then.
Yes.
For custody. Okay. I'm feeling it... Boy, this is going to be a tricky one. I feel like it goes in your favor. How does it look for you?
It looks like we're actually going to maybe come to an agreement before that day.
That's what I'm feeling, too. It's
yeah.
going to be... I don't feel upset. I don't feel...
Yeah, I'm feeling much calmer.
Yes, I feel very confident. I feel very relaxed. Actually, I can feel things getting better. As I go into the beginning of August, I feel like money is getting better.
Oh, good.
If I'm looking for work, I'm finding it, or anybody close to me, or in the immediate realm of mine that is looking for work will find it. I feel as though anything to do with business, I mean, any type of a startup,
yes,
will go well. Are you starting anything that you're hoping takes
well,
off?
My husband has been doing something, and we're thinking of getting the workman's comp and insurance this week so that he can start doing it on his own and
making more
money.
Good. I feel as though you're going to see this happen.
I just don't know what I should do myself for career, work, money.
Well, I know you're going to, I'm probably going to see the money by the first beginning of August, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, it could be tomorrow, it could be the first week in August, okay? That's 30 days I can give you.
Okay.
Way. Now, and then there's a step up in my finances, so it'll be coming through the mail, too. They're waving a letter, something coming through the mail for you. I don't know if it's going to be a letter saying when you're getting it or whether how much it's going to be.
Okay.
But keep your eye on the mail because there is an announcement about money coming through the news, the mail.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, are you looking for work or are you just thinking?
Yes.
About it? Okay, because I am hearing a new job coming. Now, and it should be, I wouldn't doubt it if you had an offer or you were working by the first week in August, okay?
Okay.
Now, I've been wrong before, so don't get mad at me if I'm wrong.
I won't.
But I would consider an offer and an interview an accurate hit because any type of activity, anywhere from getting a call and an interview right up to getting hired is accurate to me.
Okay,
so you're
yeah.
going to be experiencing this type of stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so
okay.
I got a feeling it might be something that you initiated already, something that you already put out there, an application or spoke
okay.
to somebody or had an interview, but I feel like something you might have already done is coming through for you.
Okay, well, there's a company that has been starting up here that I've been waiting. I interviewed back in February. They're having a hard time getting the store open, but I noticed the other day they still didn't have it open, and they had planned on January 1st or June 1st. So I've been wondering if...
Well, that
that's why I haven't heard from them, because they're not quite ready.
Yeah.
So it could be that.
You might... sometime during July, because I feel like it's like full swing ahead in the beginning of August.
Okay.
So something might come out of that, and if not, you can always contact them again and see what's going on, just to get
yeah.
the juices flowing.
Well, I'm really stressed about my marriage, right?
I know. Now, the custody that you're going for, is this with the man
that's my,
with...
That's my ex.
That's with your ex, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just a change.
It's going to get better as the money gets better.
Okay, that makes sense.
I feel like a lot of his issues are his not working and money being tight.
Yeah.
It's really aggravating.
Oh, there's a lot of strain, yeah.
And even if he doesn't admit it or even if he doesn't act it, he's internalizing it.
Right.
And
that
I believe
makes,
it is.
Him.
It's affecting his moods and his attitude.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I feel as when the money comes through, it's going to be a big improvement. And any type of extra money would be a big improvement, including you working.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Would, definitely. I just...
It would get to...
I just have questions about his faithfulness. You know, he like went to the bar the other night without even calling me, and I found him there dancing with somebody else, and so I'm just really stressed.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Because you know what? You'd never be able to stop it anyway.
I know.
So it doesn't pay to worry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can hire somebody to follow him, and it's still going to happen if it happens. So
I know.
Faith and belief is what you want to focus on. You just have to believe and have faith that he's not straying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't worry about it. You're too much of a sweetheart to be burdened with that. Let him see your sunshine, and then he'll be attracted to it. Be
okay.
strong and look forward to it. And like I said, when the money comes in, things will get better between the two of you.
Well, I believe that. When our finances are, you know, not so tight, we get along much better.
Yeah, it is. It always, I mean, it's not the key to happiness, but I'll tell you what, it helps. And it's going to keep him busy. And then you get the man thing going on, too. You know what I mean? Being home with no income, it's rough, and it affects your mind and your emotions. So,
yeah. Well, he's working. I'm not.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the compensation is for you.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay. It's just that when the money comes, it's going to increase the relationship between you. Believe me.
Okay.
All right. And see, now I know why they were saying they needed to be some time away, too. Well, how long have you been home?
I've been home since, like, May 1st.
Okay. I don't think the time that you... It's almost like I'm being smothered, too, in a way. But then again, you said he's working, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Are you planning a vacation or a weekend away?
No.
No? I wonder if maybe you guys should go on a little bit of a weekend. Because I kept hearing time away, time away.
Time away.
I think it's almost like you could use a weekend or an overnighter somewhere. Just to
we probably could, because we've just been trying to, you know,
really
cut way back on everything and not go anywhere or do anything. And
it's like you're denying yourselves, and the stress is overwhelming in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, just know that this is coming to an end. And it's going to come to an end, and the money coming will be one sign, and then you maybe going back to work will be another sign.
Okay.
Okay, and as you go into the beginning of August, I feel things are better for you. And also, you might even find yourself either going away for a weekend or a day or talking about it. I just got a feeling that's going to come up between now and the beginning of August.
Okay.
And I believe it would be... healing for both of you. You both need it. It's long overdue.
Okay.
Now, stay out of the past. Stop evaluating every... I feel like you scrutinize every little thing, too.
I do.
Every little thing. Eye movements. Anything that you can... It's a weird feeling I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm just like so on the alert to not be hurt again.
Yes, it's like you're... I feel like I'm dealing with a... It's amazing. It's like you notice everything, even a hair on a shoulder or an eye movement or an odor. You got to stop that. Don't do it no more.
Okay.
You're spending too much time evaluating everything around you.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it. It's causing stress and burning you out.
Too worried, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm hearing that he's doing the right thing, and his conscience is clear. So,
okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Because you know what? If you focus on something long enough, you can actually make it happen.
I know, and I know this to be true. I need to...
You know, it's very true.
I know it.
So you just be about yourself and be happy, and everything else falls into place.
Okay.
And you're definitely coming out of this cycle, and things are, that the old is passing away and the new is coming.
That's good.
Now, let's see here. And I'm feeling rejuvenated too. You have an upswing of energy coming in by the beginning of August. Health is going to make a turnaround. Anybody that's been not well or has been ill.
Yeah, that would be me.
There should be some improvements. Rejuvenated.
Good.
A release from pain. If there was any pain, I feel pain being released. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but...
Yeah.
I'll leave that with you. And I'm, like I said, with the core thing, I'm feeling it's mutual and everybody is satisfied and happy with it.
Good.
Okay, and that'll be the end of that. I'm hearing an end of an old, end of the old and then with the new. You know, it's almost like this hearing is symbolic of a new beginning for you.
Oh, good.
For some reason. I don't know why I'm being made to say that, but I feel like this hearing that you're going to is a catalyst for a new cycle coming into your life.
Okay.
And it's a cycle that's going to give you attitude and mood to be happier and feel better and to move forward.
Yeah, I kind of felt that today when I was thinking about everything.
Yes.
After we had a long discussion and it yeah. appeared that we were going to actually agree on something.
Yeah, this is the
that I think will work out best for him and me and the children.
Yes, very good.
I felt relieved.
Very good, because I feel like when I come home from this hearing, I feel different. There is something in the air, in the energy, the cycles, everything around me. I just feel better, and I feel more motivated and happier.
Good.
And stronger. So you got that to look forward to.
Good.
Okay, sugar?
Okay.
And I feel you guys getting closer as you go into the beginning of August.
Okay.
I don't feel he's pulling away. I feel he's growing closer. I feel like he might even have something to do with you getting work or knowing somebody that has work for you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can work with him or somebody. Oh,
that's funny you said that, because I've actually been thinking of working with him.
Yeah, I'm getting that. I'm being shown
once,
that.
Once he gets his workman's comp and his insurance, he can actually hire a crew.
Yeah.
You know.
I can feel you working with him. So a joint arrangement and a partnership coming into being.
All right.
Okay. You got anything going on with property or the place you're living?
Yeah, we're...
You got to move or something's changing or...
Yes, we have. We've been staying with someone while we were looking for a house, and she's actually decided to move out.
Oh.
And we're going to keep her place.
Oh.
We're hoping to keep it.
Good.
We're gonna fill out the application, and I feel pretty positive that we're gonna be able to keep it.
Yeah, I feel good about it. Somebody else might want it, so don't sleep on it.
Okay.
I don't know what this means, but I just feel like if you sleep on it for one day, you might even something might go wrong with it. So kind of like follow through on it.
Get the application right back to her.
Yeah, do what you gotta do, because I hear it's a good deal for you.
It is.
And you'd be very happy with it. So jump on
it.
Okay. Jump on it. Okay. And I got some numbers. I'll give you a 2, a 1, and a 20.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All righty. And I'll let you go. Tell your friends about me.
I do, Michael. Thank you. Bless you.
God bless. Take care. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, folks, if you like what you hear and you like to talk to me in private, email me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I do chat room shows a couple times a week in Pal Talk and Yahoo chat rooms, and you get notified by mail if you're a group member. I have an awesome newsletter that goes out once a week, and my group is free for everybody. It's open and it's free, and everybody is invited to join. Join my group. Go to my bio page here at the radio station.
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
I was going to get a rating.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
What's your name?
Sheree.
What is it?
Sheree.
Wow. I can't make out what you're saying.
Most people just call me Sherry.
Sherry?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Sherry.
Right.
Okay, Sherry. And where are you calling from, Sherry?
Tennessee.
Tennessee? Good. I love your accent.
Thank you.
I think I lived in the South in past lives. I know I did. Tennessee, Kentucky. I just love the Southern accent. Sherry, you got some... you got some major changes going on, too. I almost want to say you're changing jobs and moving. I don't... Does this connect with you at all, or...?
I could be moving, yes.
Okay. This could be hubby, too. I mean, if somebody needs to change jobs or they're looking around or they're thinking about it, you may see that. Doesn't necessarily it's going to happen. But I'm feeling changes with you. And you said you had to move.
Right.
Were you thinking about moving?
We're trying to sell a house.
Oh, okay. You may have some luck with it by the first week in August. How long has it been up? How long have you been trying, is it?
Probably about 6 months now or so.
Wow. Because I'm feeling, I keep hearing moving, and you will, eventually you're going to move, you know that.
Right.
And, feel like you may have activity with the sale by the first week in August. I'm not saying it's going to sell or you're going to sell it right away, but I feel like there's going to be activity with it by the first week in August.
Okay.
Okay, and maybe some interested parties or maybe even somebody jumping on it. It might be somebody taking it from you right then and there, but I do feel active with it. With the house, and I do feel that it leads to a new way of life in me.
Do you think it's the right thing to do to sell and move?
I believe so. I feel good about it. I feel like it's needed. I feel like it may be connected to a man. Is there a man connected to this? Are you married, or...?
It's actually a neighbor that is not such a good neighbor, a male neighbor.
Ah, you want to get away from him.
Right.
That's why they're giving me this mail. They were giving me the reason for this is because of a man.
Right.
Okay. And it's the neighbor. Yeah, it's definitely a good thing for you. I would, you're doing the right thing, and I believe it's needed. I kept hearing tell her it's needed. And I believe that it leads to other more enjoyable situations and experiences and friendships. So
right.
It's going to be a win-win thing.
Good.
Okay, the move. Now, it's also going to be a fresh start. You're going to feel like you're finally got a fresh start. You're away from, you know what I mean? You're away from it.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like I'm doing... Are you working, Sherry?
No, I'm actually taking some training.
You're retired?
No, I am doing some classes on the computer.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Good. That's good, because that's what I'm being shown. I'm being shown that you have talent for this, okay? And you're going to keep on discovering more and more about it, and you're going to do well with it, so continue.
Okay.
Okay. I feel as though by the beginning of August, you're going to be very impressed with actually how good you are and the opportunity that can go with it. I just feel like you're going to be a natural, and it's going to come. It's going to be good for you, what you're learning. I feel like I'm discovering talents about myself, and I'm using them for the future, and I will be using them in the future. I feel like I'm starting over again, too. That's connected to the move. You're going to be working in that field. With the move will come a lot of opportunities. A lot of different doors are going to open up for you, too. You're going to come into like-minded people, and you're going to take advantage of it all, too. Friends, too. Friends, your social circle is going to be enhanced and expand. And with this will be opportunities and offers connected to what it is you're interested in.
Okay.
So, and that's all coming with the move. So the move is going to be a good thing for you. Don't rush into the first thing that comes along or rush in blindly into anything. In this situation here, I feel like it's okay to, like, wait 30 days, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just don't jump on the first thing or the first offer, or kind of like make a counter offer, or even say you want to sleep on it for a little while. I don't think it would hurt you, and I think it would be beneficial.
Okay.
Don't rush into anything. And between now and the beginning of August, do watch your temper. I feel like there may be a flare-up with him. You guys bicker. There's a chance there's going to be a flare-up with the neighbor, I think.
He has been stalking me for about 3 years, and we go back to court the 8th, and I don't know how it's going to go.
Wow. Don't let him push your buttons. I feel like he's very manipulative and clever, and he can get you to make you lose your cool or lose your temper. Don't do that, because it wouldn't serve any type of purpose. Stay cool, and if you feel like you're going to lose your temper, count to 10, and don't let him have the satisfaction of pushing you over the edge.
Okay.
You're going to court on the 8th with him, July 8th?
No, it's August 8th.
August 8th, and that's exactly what I'm being shown, too. The first week in August, there's going to be some legal dealings going on. I feel it's going to be in your favor, that much I can feel.
Good.
I also feel that do you have an attorney, Sherry?
No, the state is prosecuting him.
The prosecutor is on your side, right? Okay. I think that's going to be the end of it. They're going to, I feel like he's going to get spanked, because he's going to have his hands full.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry too much about the outcome. I feel like the outcome is going to be in your favor.
Okay.
And you're definitely moving. They're showing me moving again. So, also, I feel somebody visiting, too. Somebody, maybe between now and the first week in August, somebody visiting you and some friends coming to see you.
Would
so
it
you wanna,
be a good visit?
What's that?
Is it going to be someone I want to see, or?
I believe so. I believe it'll be family or friends.
Okay.
So, it could even be a surprise visit. So I feel like the visit is good. I'm hearing a pleasurable visit. So,
okay.
It might even have to do with travel or work. Are you planning on traveling somewhere soon?
Yeah, I had thought about it.
Okay.
Could it be an ex-husband?
What's that?
Could it be my ex-husband?
Yeah, it could be. It's a male. I believe it's a male. And I do feel that you travel also between now and the beginning of August, some type of a journey or a travel. Are you working?
No, not right now. I'm not.
Are you looking for work? Or?
I've pretty much got a position. I've just taken some time off because of everything going on.
Okay. Did it involve travel or?
No.
What's that?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. If you move, are you keeping that or?
Yes. If I move, I'm going to keep the same job.
Okay. Because I'm getting to move. And changes are definitely coming. And it's connected to the home. And between now and the first week in August, there's a lot of letters and phone calls and running back and forth and taking care of business and loose ends. And okay, now, are you in a relationship, Sherry?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is he a businessman? Do you work with him? Is there a connection to work with him?
No.
With you and him at all?
No.
Did you meet him through work or money or business?
Yes, I did meet him through work, yes.
What's that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you met him through work?
Right.
Okay, that's what they were saying to me. You met him through, there was a connection with him and work and you. That's where you met.
Right.
How you came together. Okay, you guys are going to be together. I feel real good about you two. And I feel like somewhere in the future you may do something together work-wise or business-wise.
We have talked about it, yes.
Yeah, I can see that developing. So you'll probably see that happening as time goes on. And I feel like you're meant to be together. You're a good couple, and it's only going to get better between the two of you.
Well, that's right.
And I also feel that by the beginning, first week in August, you probably will be moving. So that's about, I'll leave you with that. I got some numbers I can give you.
Okay.
I have a 10 and 14. And a 9. And I feel like as you go into August, Sherry, you're pretty much busy with life and feeling good about things. Okay? I feel as though I almost want to say that I feel like as you get through the first week in August, I think the legal thing is over with. It's in your favor, and you may even have people looking at your home or putting offers on it or asking about it. That's how I see you going into August. So I think you're going to be okay there with everything involved, really.
But
all right, Sherry? I'll leave you with that, and
okay.
Wish you luck. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and tell your friends about us.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you,
all
Sherry.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Good luck with everything.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. I'll say goodnight for now. I'll be here every Sunday and Wednesday night, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you'd like to contact me, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com, and give BBS Radio a holler. Give them an email. Let them know what you want to hear, how you want to hear it, what you'd like to hear, what do you like most. Let them know you're listening. It makes a difference. Thank you, everybody. Good night, and God bless. Take care.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.